Everybody all at once. 1. There are people all over the world who are making virtuous suggestions relative to the achievement of peace. But that activity is not changing anything. Merely to offer guidance and issue calls is, in effect, to wave placards and shout slogans, and that is useless in the reality context of the world. What is required in order for peace to be established in the world is something profoundly different. What is required to establish peace in the world is the emergence of the true collective of everybody, all nearly 7 billion human beings on Earth, by means of a global cooperative forum. The global cooperative forum is not merely another body of people with a virtuous view, offering guidance to everyone and issuing calls. The global cooperative forum is the body of virtually everybody, taking a firm and unequivocal stand and saying how things are going to be. For fundamental positive change to happen in the world of everybody, all at once, must represent itself all at once. The world of everybody all at once must get out of the position of passively accepting guidance and receiving calls to virtue. The world of everybody all at once must accept the necessary position of taking control of the world situation. This is what must happen, or else there can no longer be any hope of a cooperative world at peace. By its sheer numbers, the all-at-once collective of everybody as a right and true global cooperative forum is in the position to insist on rightness. This is the only way that peace can be truly established in the world. Political and cultural leaders are not, themselves, going to be able to make this change occur. Such a profound degree of change cannot be brought about by the virtuous voice alone. Rather, such a profound degree of change can only be brought about by the force of humankind as a collective whole, or the everybody force. The inherent collective of everybody all at once actually is always the only true power, but that collective is not currently exercising that power, because that collective is disunited and in chaos. In the current world situation, the total nearly 7 billion of the current human population are fragmented into numerous nation-states and fragmented as individuals or ego identities, and also as smaller collectives or limited and limiting group identities, even within those nation-states. The modern idealization of the individual and the defining of individuals by means of the limiting principles of ego identity and group identity is actually a social and political device for isolating, fragmenting, and disempowering everyone, so that humankind as a whole has no collective power. If everybody is encouraged to be busy meditating on themselves as individuals, or otherwise if every individual is disempowered by means of the limiting principles or separation devices of ego identity and group identity, then there is no true collective of everybody all at once that can make any demands. Thus, the global promotion of the notion that people should focus on their individual interests and concerns, inclined toward self-indulgent purposes and illusions of self-fulfillment, is a global power game that subverts both the integrity of the human person and the inherent power and rightness of the totality of humankind. What is required for change is a unique form of collective action in which everybody all at once insists on rightness. That everybody is fundamentally the present time nearly 7 billion and the however many in any future time and context. But it would not, as such, include those who merely want to hold power and keep people fragmented and maintain the status quo. It is not possible to tell billions of people what to do unless those billions are fragmented into a chaos of billions of self-involved individuals who have nothing to do with one another and who, by means of the limiting principle or separation device of both ego identity and group identity, are even prevented from having anything to do with one another. However, that fragmentation is, in fact, the current situation. The root problem in the current world situation is that there are more than 6.5 billion individuals meditating on themselves egoically, trying to achieve a kind of either personal egoic or collective egoic satisfaction that is not possible. Perfect egoic self-satisfaction, whether personal or collective, is not a real possibility in a world of limitation and death. In the present day, the culture and politics of illusion controls the world. The underlying idea that personal and collective egoic self-fulfillment is what life is supposed to be about is the root source of the current global chaos. As a result, there are more than 6.5 billion human individuals and otherwise large numbers of competitive and mutually dissociative groups, cultures, traditions, races, religions, corporations, and nation-states that are, characteristically and even strategically, out of touch with each other, like dust and bombs and petty traffic all blowing in the wind. That wind steadily blows all prior unity into the bits and particles of human chaos. Therefore, humankind must drop its illusions about perfect egoic self-fulfillment and stop living a merely chaotic and fragmented life. That chaos and fragmentation leaves people open to being controlled and manipulated. The reason power games can be played is that the billions of humankind are fragmented. That fragmentation is what power seekers exploit. The power seekers are counting on the billions of humankind remaining detached from one another. As soon as the billions of humankind stop being detached from one another, the illusion mongers and power gamers of the world will be out of business. 2. The Global Cooperative Forum is about humankind as a whole exercising its collective voice unequivocally and standing firm and being unwilling to cooperate with what is not and must not be acceptable. The Global Cooperative Forum is the means by which the collective force of everybody all at once can become effective in the world. The Global Cooperative Forum must really represent everybody all at once, and not merely a handful of loud and self-deluded individuals and groups who are apparently independently in power. The otherwise powerless everybody all at once must become a collective everybody all at once, with undeniable power to change the world situation and to assert the world situation as a non-chaotic prior unity or inherently indivisible whole, and to make the changes that will reverse the destructive destiny that is now in progress. No other means of establishing peace and rightness in the world is going to be effective. Merely calling on everybody to establish peace and rightness does not create the desired result. To call the chaotic world of egoic human individuals to establish peace and rightness is like trying to give verbal instruction to a cat. Generally speaking, cats do not take verbal instruction, nor do cats respond to advice or callings or guidance or being told what to do at all. They simply do not do that. That is also how it is with the world of humankind. The world of fragmented individuals and impenetrable collectives is neither available nor amenable to be advised or called upon or instructed. However, the world as everybody all at once is inherently in a position to collectively decide that things are going to be rightened. The condition of the demand for rightness must be established as reality by the collective of everybody all at once. The Global Cooperative Forum of everybody all at once must be immovable relative to the fundamental requirements for rightness in the world. Until the total population of the world can be represented effectively, the means to make things right do not yet exist. If the billions of everybody all at once have a voice, and are in a position to express that voice one-pointedly, then everything about fundamental world rightening could become the collectively self-organized happening of humankind on Earth. If human beings collectively, as everybody all at once, realize that they are always already in a condition of prior unity, and therefore of necessary coexistence and mutuality with one another, and if, on that basis, they stand firm together, then they will be in a position to directly righten the world situation. The collective of more than 6.5 billion people can, and indeed must, refuse to go on with the current chaos. However, this profound shift will not occur simply because the billions of humankind are advised or called upon to do so. The billions of individuals, as billions of egos, are not going to respond to any such advice or calling because they are too busy indulging themselves in the marketplace of personal, social, religious, scientific, and political illusions. Therefore, the egoless everybody all at once must open their eyes, see for real, relinquish their helplessness, and take direct responsibility for the human world event. The egoless everybody all at once must renounce its illusions and come out of the closet as the only we of planet Earth. 3. People are not awakened from their ego-patterned habits by mere advice and calling. It is not possible to cause people to awaken to the truth of reality itself. There is nothing that can be done in the mode of positive action that will produce truth realization and the actual transcending of egoity itself as a result. Likewise, there is nothing that can be done in the mode of conditional causation in the conventional sense that can cause world peace. However, this does not mean that world peace is impossible. It is possible to bring about world peace through a-causal means. Fundamental, or all-rightening, change cannot be caused. However, fundamental change can happen as a spontaneous and all-transforming or all-reforming self-conversion. Also, the necessary self-conversion that is required for fundamental change to occur can itself be enabled to happen, not by causing it as effect, as if it were already not existing and therefore needs to be created out of nothing, but most simply and directly by re-empowering the self-organizing integrity and prior unity of the inherently egoless everybody all at once that already exists. It will not be the role-playing of virtuous speaking that brings about the necessary fundamental change. Calling everybody to change does not cause them to change. Those who are already moved to do right do not need to be told to do so. And no matter how much advice and admonition they are given, those who are not inclined to do right are not going to change their act. If there is going to be fundamental all-rightening change, something has to require change. Therefore, the world as a whole must be enabled to require change. It is an a-causal matter, not a causal matter. The billions of humankind must become self-organized. The Global Cooperative Forum is the means for self-organizing the total population of humankind into an effective single voice that can simply say how things are going to be. To propose that such an effective single collective voice should and could come into being may seem to be a merely idealistic notion. But that single collective voice is exactly what is necessary. That is the only happen that will work the change required by all. Virtuous single voices will not themselves be effective. Therefore, since the single collective voice of everybody all at once is, in the scale of human reality, what is necessary, it is a mistake to suppose that it is not possible for that collective voice to happen. if anything is, as a matter of necessity, required by the reality scale of human existence, it is a certainty that it can and must be done. The really existing inherent collective of humankind has inherent power. The everybody all at once has the inherent characteristic and integrity of prior unity and the inherent capability and integrity of a self-organizing principle. Power in the hands of a few cannot manipulate the total collective. If the total collective exercises its inherent power of prior unity and self-organizing energy. It is not that the people, as some kind of immense natural ego, is morally virtuous and should therefore take over the world through some kind of mob rule. Only more chaos can come from more ego power. Therefore, it must be asked, where is true moral virtue? True moral virtue is only at the inherently egoless root context of existence. The egoless root context of existence is not separate and separative. Humankind as a whole must be understood with reference to the root context of existence, and by means of a right and true global cooperative forum, everybody all at once must be represented and rightly extended by voice and activity that proceeds from the inherently morally enlightened root context of existence. Whenever human awareness is subordinated to the inherently egoless and thus non-separate and non-separative root context of existence, human life becomes morally enlightened in both voice and action by the radiant virtue of selflessness. Therefore, if everybody all at once is, by means of a right and true global cooperative forum, represented and mobilized by morally enlightened principles and persons, reality itself has reacquired the voice and ability to make right changes. If all the present-day world leaders entered into a single great forum and agreed to accept a comprehensive list of right principles as being absolutely required, then the world would be in a very different situation. However, this is not going to happen unless everybody all at once requires it to happen. In the current world situation, there is no absolute and adamantine requirement for world leaders to make the choices that everybody all at once truly needs. What power on earth is going to make it obligatory for the situation to be made right? No merely virtuous voice of calling, advice, and educational effort is capable of enforcing that requirement. Only a demand made by what cannot be subordinated to the usual political power games is capable of obliging the situation to change. The entire collective of the nearly 7 billion of everybody all at once is the only power in the world that can change the current chaos. The powerlessness of egoic individualism must be replaced by an inherently powerful positive collective that is rooted in right principles, that simply says how things are going to be, and that unequivocally stops allowing itself to be subordinated to what is not right. Effectively, that is what must happen. How is that to happen? What must first be done to enable that happening to become self-manifested is a morally enlightened and selfless service that must be enacted by the cooperative effort of a unique group of responsible and capable individuals who are hereby addressed and whose response is hereby both informed and requested. The necessary first response and all-enabling service must come from those unique individuals who know how to connect with everybody all at once. If there are enough such everybody all at once enabling individuals, a reality connection to the present-day billions of humankind can be readily and directly made. Once that is done, the billions of humankind can, by means of an immediately established right and true global cooperative forum, simply insist that right order be brought into the human domain. Only that would be a demand that would, by unavoidable necessity, have to be respected, and as a matter of unavoidable obligation, served. 4. The inherent collective and prior union that is the everybody all at once is inherently egoless, self-organizing, indivisible, and cooperative. The human world is currently populated and self-fragmented by billions of egos, all deluded by various kinds of influences, and all dreaming of the idea of being able, and even of having the necessity, to fulfill their accumulated desires. However, in actuality, the world all at once is an inherently egoless happening. It is only the presumption of egoity, or the illusion of inherent separateness, that makes the billions of humankind enact separation from one another. And thus and thereby, they refuse to enact mutual tolerance, peaceful coexistence, and universal cooperation with one another. In reality, the billions of humankind are not separate from one another, and should not act to achieve, affirm, or in any manner presume separation from one another. In reality, the billions of humankind exist in the root context of egoless prior unity. If the inherent energy of that egoless prior unity were brought to the fore, it would spontaneously take responsibility for self-rightening the world. Every human being is going to die. Humankind exists in a world where death is an inescapable reality. On the other hand, the world is, at its root, egoless, indivisible, absolute, and infinite. What is inherently egoless must reassert its inherent power in the world. The reality power of everybody all at once existing in the condition of prior unity is what must reassert itself. When humankind as a whole functions in the disposition of prior unity, a positive order is initiated and inevitably self-organized. That can and must be done. Chaos has come about because everything became individuated, everything and everyone. When everybody is fragmented into separate units, there is inevitable chaos. However, when everybody starts to function on the working presumption of egoless prior unity, then there is the means to bring order into the world of human experience. It is an egoless matter, and therefore it is not a religious matter, in the sense of being determined by the dogmas of a particular religious tradition, but it is a perfectly serious matter, in the sense of being an articulation of inherently egoless, indivisible, absolute, and infinite reality itself. As egos, the billions of humankind are simply a mob of individuals, and that is chaos. However, the billions as an egoless or indivisible and cooperative presence is something entirely different. The inherently egoless presence of everybody all at once does not, in order to be reasserted, require that it first be caused or become the idealistic result of some kind of process whereby each individual must first and one by one become an egoless, perfectly enlightened being. No. The inherently egoless presence of everybody all at once already or priorly exists, and therefore it need only be realistically self-asserted. The direct and necessary means for that reassertion is the rational, orderly, and all-representing establishment of a right and true and inherently globally powerful global cooperative forum. The global cooperative forum must manifest the unequivocal integrity of the otherwise chaotic voice of everybody all at once. Through the global cooperative forum, everybody all at once must self-manifest a voice that stands for what is truly right and necessary, and a voice that is in a position to non-violently require or immovably insist that what is right be really done. That means everybody, each and all, is going to have to lose not just some face, but all face. There is no face in the right and true global cooperative forum of everybody all at once. None. The Global Cooperative Forum must truly represent and, in effect, embody or self-manifest the voice that represents humankind as a whole. However, to represent humankind as a whole is not merely to speak for billions of egos, but it is rather to represent and speak for the egoless everybody all at once that must be positively effective in bringing order to the current world chaos. It is not the egoic everybody or every I, but it is the egoless everybody all at once that must be embodied in, as, and via the Global Cooperative Forum. 5. The Global Cooperative Forum cannot, appropriately and rightly, be organized by people whose power or leadership in the world is based on presuming and maintaining the illusion of people as separate egos. Those who can rightly serve the Global Cooperative Forum must be morally enlightened persons of true integrity, who first relinquish whatever position and egoic self-image of power they may have previously enjoyed by now having become disillusioned with ego-based power positions in general. By virtue of this relinquishment, or face renunciation, such individuals stand in a completely different context, essentially the egoless context. Standing in that context, they are inherently powerless as individuals, but they are functioning and truly all-serving as part and representative of an egoless whole, and they dedicate their talents to help the egoless whole of everybody all at once become effective in a positive and truly global manner. Therefore, the ability to function in the egoless or truly ego-transcending manner is the ability that must characterize right leadership in the Global Cooperative Forum, and in even all the future time and context of humankind. All presumptions of power and all personal illusions are relinquished in the disposition that is coincident with reality itself. In that disposition, you renounce your costume, your mummer's role of the presumed separate or egoic self completely. And in that disposition, you renounce all presumed ownership of power and truth. All and every one are inherently subordinate to truth itself. All and every one are inherently subordinate to reality itself. All and every one are inherently subordinate to that which is egoless, absolute, infinite, and indivisible. What must be exercised is that which is inherently always already the case. Unity need not be achieved, because unity, or inherent indivisibility, is the prior condition of reality itself. Similarly, egolessness need not be achieved, because egolessness is the prior condition of all and all. Therefore, rightness need not be achieved, because rightness is the prior condition of all and all that arises. Rightness must simply be exercised as it is. And the exercise of rightness can be both enabled and implemented. That, in fact, is what must happen. The disposition to cause rightness is not the disposition you need to demonstrate. Rather, you must stand in the position to do rightness. The intention to cause, or yet make exist, is the motivation and strategy of ego, because ego always desires and seeks what it presumes is not yet the case. Truth is the precondition and the pre-advantage and the inherent capability of egolessness, and therefore, egolessness is the self-organizing energy of prior unity, prior integrity, and prior rightness. 6. The world is deluded by its own artifacts. Human history is conventionally viewed as some kind of continuum of human awareness, whereas it is actually made up of countless numbers of now dead people. Who has survived? Nobody has survived. Who will survive? Nobody will survive. Continuous human awareness, as if ego coincides with the simultaneity of all of time and space, is nothing but a mummer's illusion, a theatrically conceived drama of Narcissus. When you attach yourself to the theatrically conceived drama or mummery of life, you forget your actual situation. Your actual situation is not merely that everybody dies. Your actual situation or reality situation is that there is no ego, no separate entity, none. However, there is something else, reality itself, or that which is egoless, absolute, infinite, and indivisible. Reality itself is self-existing, self-radiant, and inherently perfect. Reality itself is birthless and deathless, and perfectly free. The egoless human being fully participates in reality itself. The ego-bound human being only seeks for reality itself, or for truth, or for ultimate satisfaction, and imagines all kinds of satisfactory results that are not the case, and never will be the case, and cannot be the case. The will to illusion is fundamental to egoity. To awaken to the inherent egolessness of the life situation is to be free of the self-deluded capability for illusion. Everybody all at once must become disillusioned with the ego-made chaos of the present time world situation. That disillusionment can make everybody all at once effective in the true reality situation of life. That disillusionment can set the energy of everybody all at once in motion, free of the structures and purposes of ego bondage. That disillusionment is the root and necessary basis for the awakening of everybody all at once to the inherently global responsibility of humankind.